This all started a couple of weeks ago when I watched Zeitgeist Addendum. And I came on air and I said, look, all I know is I'm hearing the same buzzwords. Government withering away, eradication of the classes, and we're going to play those clips. And I said, I think these people all mean well, and I think it's all interesting. It's just human nature. And look, human nature, you got two men on the air. And look, he's getting fiery. He's getting upset. That's the passion. That's not evil or even something competitive. That is the tectonic, volcanic fury, spewing out of, Vulcan's blacksmith shop. And that's humanity. So listen, I tried to give you 10 minutes earlier just to run. You say I keep interrupting, but you keep making statements at me, so I'm going to make counters. So I'm going to just go. Run with it. You got the floor.
Well, first of all, it's not the passion for me to get irritated and express that irritation. It's the condition that you set up, because apparently the only way to communicate with you is through this kind of WWF aggression that you seem to perpetuate.
Exactly. Now, you got to sit up there with a big bubble alien head, like in Star Trek, and I'm the dumb Captain Kirk
here. And then you say
you're
things like
I am the watcher. You are the...
Yeah, keep it going. Yeah, that's great.
No, you always push yourself. Oh, I'm up here. I'm figuring it out. Yeah.
If you listen to anything that was ever presented in my films, I don't know...
I know. Listen, go, man. You got the floor.
Well, actually, my whole point was to actually discuss things with you, Alex, and I'm going to say a bunch of things, and you're going to come back on, and you're going to project a bunch of other things. So what I will say is essentially what I said before, because your audience is the most important thing here, and that's who I really would like to speak with. Ladies and gentlemen, people, we have to start thinking about root causes of behavior. We can't have these superstitious notions of reality. Religion wants us to believe that there's a good and an evil. This is easy to understand. It's easy to think that some people are just naturally good and naturally bad. This is a sad, sad worldview of humanity. And it's perpetuated and consolidated in our mind because the system that's been created continues this bad human tendency. It continues this need for self-perpetuation, self-preservation.
Well, wait, how can you say there's even a bad? I thought there's no, bad, evil, same thing.
I never said that evil didn't exist in the sense I'm redefining the terms, Alex. It's not bad or good. I'm giving it a quantitative nation to make it relevant. It is bad for people to beat each other up as far as I'm concerned. There is a quality distinction, but it's not evil. There's reasons behind it. When you say evil, you are implying a religious connotation that rejects the behavioral conditioning of that person. And every single human being is born. There's no difference between a Gandhi baby and a Hitler baby. I hate to break it to you. It's all a matter of conditioning. Until you address this, nothing's going to change. The New World Order will continue. People at the top will be arrested. We'll have more false flag terrorist attacks. Society will break down. You'll have power consolidation. And even the rich elite will eventually suffer because they are completely out of line with nature. And that's the entire point. You cannot have a system based on differential advantage in society and expect progress. And back to your other point, progress is not money. It's human creativity in science and technology. Everything you have, you owe to science and technology. Everything in your studio right now, the chair you're sitting on.
How about the human mind?
Of course it is, and that's the beauty of the human being. We have the ability to create something that the animal kingdom does not have, not to the extent that we do.
Well, B.F. Skinner said beyond good and evil, and then once you're beyond good and evil, then they say it's okay for them to do whatever they want. But you're not saying that.
Say that again.
Skinner and people talked about beyond good and evil.
And beyond good and evil.
Yeah, so they can by any time we try to make a moral judgment, people say that's just religious. I know Brahma cattle. Brahma cattle are very aggressive genetically. They're some of the most dangerous type of cows to have. That is genetic. That's not trained into the Brahma cows. And we know.
How do you know?
They've done all sorts of genetic studies. A lot of aggression is genetic. And then it can be taken down or it can be jacked up.
Sure. But I think you'll tend to find, though, there's a lot of discontinuous information, a lot of bad research that's gone into the geneticist ideologies. For example, the reason that these cattle might be violent has nothing to do with their genetics. It's the fact that they're born into this violent herd, and they condition those responses. This is the nature with all dogs. This is the nature, there's a cliche of Rottweilers being mean. This isn't true. It just happens to be that the people that get these Rottweilers do so with a specific intent, and the statistics support that they're conditioned aberrantly.
I think that's a big part of it, but a lot of people have nice, sweet pit bulls and Rottweilers, and one day it bites their child's face off, so I don't understand that. We're going to skip this break, too.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking with Peter Joseph, the creator of Zeitgeist, and he's now made addendum. I would hope that some of the Zeitgeist viewers would check out my documentary films, because I know the society is engineered. It's stated. It is called The Scientific Dictatorship. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, details just a small part with specifics of what they're doing, how they understand human progression, how they want to phase humans out of involvement with the machines, with the systems, whereas this could be an empowering thing, as Zeitgeist is talking about, and I actually agree with that in a lot of the film. They are using it as a way to say they don't need humans and that we're overpopulated and we're a scourge and we've got to just be gotten rid of. And that's been widely discussed and is being pushed by the leading transhumanists, not the whole movement, and the eugenicists, the crypto-eugenicists, and others. And I was asking the fellow we're talking to with his ideas, the Venus Project ideas, how we would start. And I actually agree, it would be a model system, a town, a city, an area, to be a demonstration of the future and what we could move into. But then I would ask him the question, how do you stop the establishment from trying to move in and block its development? Because they're trying to block anything that decentralizes power.
Yeah, it's a very good question. That is not a simple answer. Essentially, the establishment would do everything it could to stop any type of system that was self-preserving in its own way, self-sustaining, because it does. You can't get profit off of efficiency, sustainability, or abundance. That's why our system right now, the free market, as we call it, or monetary system, monetary-ism, as I coined, will never, ever work, because you can never have a world without war or poverty on a system that's based on differential advantage and scarcity. The profit is made off of scarcity. The limited number of things available makes it more profitable. The oil companies have been raping people all past few years, or continuously since the 1970s, with this general tactic, and it's pervasive throughout the entire system. So, naturally, the establishment will reject this, and I'm very aware of that. That is why, at the end of Zeitgeist Addendum, I have a series of boycotts. When the public begins to wake up to the reality of what's possible as a human species, away from all these ridiculous institutions that have no relevance to anything, then that's when the true awakening will occur. People will try to distort the system. They will try to bomb it, do whatever. Anything could happen, but it doesn't matter, because the system will prevail, because it's based on something true, not money, not competition, but resources and creativity.
But that's what the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution said they were going to do in China.
Well, obviously it didn't work, and there's probably many good reasons for that, because China is a monetary system too. Look, that's why the world system has to change. That's why the human value system has to begin to understand what's going on. I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do. What I'm saying is that this is the next step. You have to have world unification intellectually to understand the planetary resources and what's capable on it.
But see, then people won't unify, so what do you do about them? They're going to hold it back.
Well, then they make that decision, and they sit in their world. You can have a sadly enough, you know, there's no perfect scenario here.
Oh, there's no us against them?
No, there's no us against them. If someone wants to do something else, they do it. No one's eradicated, as you belligerently put in your October 8th. This is a silly, silly notion. There's nothing
about that. No, I was repeating. He was talking about classes, everything would be eradicated.
He's talking about the human value system adjusting and growing and adapting. That's what he's talking about.
Well, hold on. Let's play that clip. Let me play that clip. That's the clip we were playing last week, John. Which sounds very similar to the H.G. Wells stuff, but not the H.G. Wells clip. It was the clip number 10 is what it's called. Go ahead and play that.
We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history of it. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along, until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth. The state does nothing, because there is no state.
Okay, I don't think I was saying I heard similar things from the communist and the Fabian socialist.
If you go back to your YouTube clip, you specifically project out to your audience that it's an eradication by guns to the head. And if you don't even try to deny it, Alex.
That's what I said. I said over and over again in society, you know, we hear all these ideas, similar things. I'm not saying it's the same. And I'm not saying there isn't a lot of value in what you're saying. I'm saying what happens in the process of getting there generally turns out pretty bad.
Okay. Well, that's an assumption that you assume, but has absolutely no relevance to what he's talking about. At the very end of this section, he's speaking idealistically. He's talking about the needs and the broad scheme. We are an incredibly sick society. Our value systems.
Who's
so
sick?
Disturbed.
Like evil? Like evil?
No. Sick because we're misinformed. We have turbulent value systems. We have distortions like religion. We have distortions like fashion. We have distortions like greed and competition that are pervasive and completely paralyzed.
Let me ask you a question.
Who we truly are.
You're
and
listening.
That is what he's talking about.
Stop.
You're not letting me finish my point.
I need to
just
ask you a question.
Let me finish
go
my
ahead,
point.
Go ahead.
The point is that he's speaking idealistically, world unification without a state. What does that mean? No one can even think about something like that. It means that the state does not serve the function of any type of state we've ever known. It's not a state of control. Humans are based in a condition of humans are deriving their products from a system that is self-generating and self-sustaining, and they contribute to society not because they want money in return or power or any of the nonsensical inventions that we've created. They contribute to society because they understand that the more you give, the more you get.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Every time people try to have anarchy in groups of bigger than three or four people, always somebody becomes what we would call corrupt. or sick, as you would call them, and starts dominating the others. And so what I'm saying is you're a good guy. I believe you're a nice guy who means well. Other people working with you are, and, you know, the experts you talk to, I know, you know, both of them are good guys, mean well, and are very intelligent. I'm saying that there is an oversimplification. Are you feeding in all the factors that you talk about?
Yes, of course we are. We're not. No one's ignorant to the current state of things. And by the way, you know, you're sitting there telling me I'm a good guy, right? And off the air, you come on, you tell me that I'm one of these intellectual elites that pisses his pants. His exact.
No, that was on air.
Gentlemen.
That was on air, bro.
Well, great. Well,
we've been on air the whole time.
What is this
wrong
dichotomy
again?
That you're
that was on air. That we were yelling at each other, and you just said that
I'm not
I was,
yelling at
stop,
you at all.
Stop.
I'm trying to talk to
put
you.
Put him
you
on hold for just a minute. Look, I got to tell you something, man. You come on here and you say, like with some vitriol, that I'm bagged as a $29.95, and but I'm selling things, and then you admit I'm forced to, you know, yourself. Buddy, you're playing sad and spooky music on your stuff. That could be seen as a form of deception much greater than saying $29.95. I mean, if you want to take the gloves off, I can take them way off here. Okay, I am trying to be nice here, and I understand you're in this view that you're so intellectual and so sweet and loving that you're just this higher pothead alien, and I'm this lower Neanderthal down here. I understand all that. You know, us Texans, I'm crapping in an outhouse out here every 5 minutes. My point is, with you, is that I haven't, you know, been here trying to shoot you down or attack you, and I said on air about the pissing in the pants. Okay, so go ahead.
Well, sure, fine.
Wrong again.
You're being extremely irrational with this because I haven't said anything to insult
no,
you.
No, I just said I think you're a nice guy and a smart guy, and you came back with an aggressive thing. You
that's
came back with
I
a debate point.
I think you're a little bit two-faced on this, and I want to make sure that's apparent that you understand
no,
that.
No, it was on air,
way.
Pal. Don't try to say it wasn't.
No, I'm not telling the people on air.
There's no two-face about it, buddy. It's all straight up here.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Earlier in your film, I'm going to play the clip. You're talking disdainfully about religion and money and fashion and the family, and it shows a family. What about those? Tell me about them.
Tell you about what? Would you please clarify your
well,
question?
I mean, you're mentioning all these, you know, I mean, clearly in the context, all these terrible outmoded things, and I read all the social worker books, how the family's a disease and all this. I'm asking, is a family a good thing, or is it going to go bye-bye too?
Of course the family's a good thing. Family is a natural institution. Family is where people will return to in this type of situation, but there'll be a different association because the family will become the community in many ways. The extensionality that we feel, this thing we call love, is not restricted to your little group or your family.
But love is religious. It doesn't exist either, just like evil doesn't exist.
Love is
because if evil doesn't exist, good doesn't exist.
Yeah, I never said evil doesn't exist. It's a different terminology. You use it in a religious context very frequently.
I am not.
Well, fine. If you want to use the word evil, I'll just use the word bad as a synonym. There is an element of alignment. There are certain things that we consider to be socially offensive to the structure, and that's where crime and things come in, so you call them bad, naturally. However, a person engaged in that crime is a victim of their culture. Therefore, they're doing what they have to survive, so it's good for them. Therefore, it's all a matter of degree. Coming back to the family, family is whatever the family wants to be. There's no restrictions. There's no CPS in any type of society. These are all amalgams of the corruption that we see, of this human loss, this intellectual distance that
well,
we have.
Well, here's the deal. With 6.5 billion people, let's say you got your society, you're saying it's just you're going to be so good that nobody does, you know, these bad things or these sick things anymore. Where does the word eradication come in then? How does that happen?
Because the value system changes and the tendencies are no longer there. They used to feed Christians to lions in Rome. You think they'd get away with that today? No.
Well, they're
value
getting back to it. They're getting back to the gladiators.
The value systems are changing. They have been through time. The more sophisticated we become, the more we access technology, the more scarcity is reduced, the less aberrant behavior will happen.
I agree. Well, I mean, if the economy goes down, crime goes up. I totally agree with you. I agree with about 90% of what you guys are saying.
Well, then we have to take it further then. Once we realize we can create a society, for example, in this society, let's say you wanted to go to the grocery store. Well, guess what? You go in, you get what you need, and you leave. That's it. Why? Why would no one steal? Because there's no reason to. They can't sell it because there's no money. There's no reason for differential advantage in a position where you can't actually engage in gaining something through abuse in society. This is a core point in why money is such a horrible invention for control. You know, money is the ultimate divide and conquer, Alex. I mean, if you're someone who's supposed to be privy to manipulation techniques, the free enterprise system, all the monetary systems are pure divide.
I am privy to music. Here we go. Hold on. Let me explain how this is working.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Way up north, way up north. To Alaska, go north for us, your song. North to Alaska, go north for us, your song.
Okay, I got some other clips of Zeitgeist Addendum I want to play. A lot of you will be checking it out. Most of you have already probably seen it. I would challenge folks from the Zeitgeist crowd, to which I respect and enjoy and think are great, but I also like to argue with people, and I am competitive. I can't help it. I was conditioned that way, and I think a little bit of it's the genetics. I mean, in this short segment, for you to say whatever, you know, basically other points you want to make, then I want to play some clips and go through those with you in the next segment, sir.
Okay. Well, I can only continue to reiterate my central point, which I don't think has been fully absorbed. And I think everyone listening should seriously consider the reality that human conditioning is the central point. Now, I will jump to the fact that this society that we're talking about can work if people begin to understand what the central elements of it are and how universal these elements are. It's based on the carrying capacity of the Earth. This is not some fantastic notion. It's not something that's not some utopia that someone's inventing. It's not subjective. We want to remove subjectivity and opinion from society to the extent where everything that's created systematically, every system that works in society is derived from a concrete foundation based on the available knowledge, the highest form of available knowledge and technology that we have today. This will never occur in a profit system ever because it's based on scarcity and reduction and inefficiency, planned obsolescence. We are totally paralyzed. People have no idea how free we could actually be if we allow the fruits of technology to flourish. And then the human value system will undergo incredible change. Will it eradicate all types of aberrant behavior? No, probably not, at least not in any kind of quick time frame whatsoever. However, the pattern and the path is extremely clear. Prisons, police, we buy, you know, these are horrific. We think these are true institutions. If someone does something, they want to throw them in prison. This is the wrong thing. We want to figure out why they did what they did and address the social conditions that create that environment. Our entire society is completely backwards. We can't function this way, and that is the central core of my thesis and what I want people to think about. Human behavior is influenced to a very, very large extent, and this human behavior is the source of the problem. The new world order will not change until you address the people that are at the very bottom and why they believe what they do.
Oh, I agree. I say every day a lot of the problems are, you know, it's all of us individually. Look in the mirror if you want to know the bottom line problem and the bottom line solution.
Absolutely. The battle is with yourself. I mean, Alex, your whole website is called InfoWars, and I have to say, you know, I understand where you're coming from because there is a battle going on, and it's important that people stand up for themselves. But this is not an end disposition. There's a reason why peace protesters are met with guys in riot gear and automatic weapons because they're waiting for something. They want to perpetuate the war system. They want the us against them mentality to flourish because that's how they maintain control.
Yeah, the teams. And they use the sports teams and all those images to always balkanize us and divide us. Where do you stand on the Second Amendment? There's always going to be bad people that want to hurt good people. Aren't I allowed to have guns?
It is not a matter of allowed to have guns. Is it necessary? And that's the thing I disagree with you.
But who's going to decide if it's necessary? Because I assure you.
If there's a need to manufacture a gun, it could happen. However, you're missing the point. You're trying to achieve a system that doesn't have stratification and control. We live in such a stratified control mechanism. There's elitism in every single...
Who is going to enforce no one having guns, man?
There's no enforcement. It's based on the understandings and education of what this planet is, who you actually are. This is why I go after religion, because religion is the biggest, most offensive, stagnating element, systematic institution that there is. You cannot have a whole group of people believing in something that stops their intellectual growth. Does that mean they need to be eradicated? Of course not. They need to be educated. Education in our society is completely irrelevant and idiotic. You get an A if you're smart, so to speak. You get an F if you fail. That imposes immediate stratification and immediate competition. The fact is, the educational system is a complete joke because they don't take into account the nature of each individual person. True thought is true education is critical thought processes, not retaining information.
Well, I agree. So, learning how to, you know, think and learning the joys of it. But wait a minute. We've heard all of this stuff about getting rid of test scores, getting rid of that, and it's actually had disastrous effects where it's been tried. I mean.
Sure. That's because people aren't prepared for it. They're not ready for it. And this is something that I want to reiterate again. No one's ready for this. If you took somebody right now and froze them in ice and you had them rethought out and rejuvenated 1,000 years from now in say a resource-based economy, they would be completely obsolete. They would not know what to do. Their value systems would be, their conditioning would be absolutely obtuse. They wouldn't work. In other words, they'd probably kill themselves or they'd do something extremely defensive, and then something would have to happen. This is a value system issue.
What would have to happen?
Something would have to happen where the person would be reconditioned in some way. That's the point.
Re-educated?
The point is the value systems are too different.
I've heard all this before.
We have to have a natural gradation.
Peter, I've heard all this before.
What do you mean you've heard it all before?
I mean, I've heard all the stuff you're saying before, and let me tell you, it isn't pretty. I mean, re-educated, reconditioned, oh boy. Oh boy, look out, we're going to skip this break too on the internet.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
This song is about being self-sufficient, living on your own property. I believe decentralization is the key. We need more Americans to move to the countryside, to become organic farmers, to create communities where they trade and barter together. You know, not big, huge, expansive thoughts that I think are important, but also the little thoughts, the little things that lead in a journey to something better.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
But now you can't, because they're shutting down the farms and ranches under the phony environmental rules.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
There are too many things these old boys can't do. All right, we are back live with the creator of Zeitgeist, very talented TV editor and producer, Peter Joseph. And working in the corrupt New World Order system, as we all work in it in some way or another, he decided to go out and put it out free on the Internet, Zeitgeist. But I do think he should be supported. All alternative films should be. And I think you should, while we're still in this system, buy his DVD. How, unless I'm committing a sin here, how do we buy your DVD, Zeitgeist and Zeitgeist Addendum?
No, there's no sin committed. You can get it for $5 from zeitgeistmovie.com. I'm going to have the full disc downloadable in a torrent in high resolution, full resolution within a day or two, so you can get the whole thing downloaded and burn it yourself.
Okay, fantastic. Let me start getting into these clips, or we'll run out of time. And I want to have you back again, if you'd grace us, to take phone calls in the next month or so.
Sure.
And overall, this will be positive because it's been an enlightening discussion. And if I said mean things, I didn't mean it to be taken meanly. I'm just aggressive conditioned war mock. Let's go ahead and but I'm a good guy, so it's good that I'm warlike fighting the evil, isn't it? Because if we were all passive, we'd be defeated. But I guess, again, that's my conditioned. I thought it was my genetics, but I think it's both. Let's play a clip from near the first of Zeitgeist Addendum. That's Zeitgeist 2, I guess, for lack of a better word. This is on money and some other issues like the family. Here it is.
In a world where 1% of the population owns 40% of the planet's wealth, in a world where 34,000 children die every single day from poverty and preventable diseases, and where 50% of the world's population lives on less than $2 a day, one thing is clear. Something is very wrong. And whether we are aware of it or not, the lifeblood of all of our established institutions, and thus society itself, is money. Therefore, understanding this institution of monetary policy is critical to understanding why our lives are the way they are. Unfortunately, economics is often viewed with confusion and boredom. Endless streams of financial jargon coupled with intimidating mathematics quickly deters people from attempts at understanding it. However, the fact is, the complexity associated with the financial system is a mere mask, designed to conceal one of the most socially paralyzing structures humanity has ever endured. A number of years ago, the Central Bank of the United States, the Federal Reserve, produced a document entitled Modern Money Mechanics. This publication detailed the institutionalized practice.
Okay, that's enough. I mean, that's invaluable information, and he goes through the facts. But to say that these private cartels that sit above the entire world economy, that this fraud is free market. Free market is I raise a bunch of pigs and go and trade them for a bunch of corn to feed more of my pigs, or I'm a gunsmith and I fix somebody's rifle for them, and they give me a little gold piece or a silver piece. So I just think that compared to all the other systems man's tried to create, I don't think it's fair to call this a free market. What we have is private central banking families coming in, getting control of government, and then using that as an engine to expand their control through empire. And it's a totally unfair system. So, I mean, they are the only ones that can create the symbols that are seen as wealth, and it's just a complete fraud. But, I mean, what's wrong with having a government-issued currency that is controlled and that can be expanded or contracted, but having public education and debate about it so that we can grease the skids of interaction, commerce?
Well, sure. I would say that the corruption, of course, is extremely prevalent, but the difference between what I would argue and what you would argue is probably the fact that the corruption you're seeing now is, in fact, created by the system itself. It's simply a matter of time because the entire monetary system is based on differential advantage. See, in the early days where you actually bartered for something else, there's less likely to be corruption now. Insider trading, you know, the general manipulation, planned obsolescence. This is a different world with strategies for profit that do not give a damn about humans at all. The human value is second to monetary gain rampantly. You can see this everywhere.
But how do we even get the public to recognize the Federal Reserve's private and is a fraud? Well, through great films like yours and the Money Masters that we have available, by the way, at Infowars.com. 3-hour film on the subject to really get deep into it.
Of course, that's why I have it in there. My point, though, is that you have to look at the psychological ramifications of the monetary system. You can't have the system. It's not going to work. The corruption you see, like, for example, Ed Griffin put out this extremely projected review of my film, and he states outright that the free enterprise system is great if it was allowed to work. Well, there's no such thing as the free enterprise system. It never existed. It's never going to exist. We have different stratifications.
But when we see it partially existing or in its pure form, it does create the greatest amount of goods and services and homes and food and medicine for the citizen.
No, actually, resource management and technology creates those things along with human ingenuity.
Oh, really? Cuba's had resource management.
Cuba, is that what you said?
Yeah, Cuba's gone more of any Soviet or communist state.
They still have money. They still have the same type of labor system the rest of the world has. This corruption is just the cartels and everything is a matter of time. Monopoly is a matter of time in this system. This is age old. It's been talked about forever and ever. People don't think about it much anymore. But it's just a matter of time before what I refer to as the world government is world monopoly. You're going to have things. I mean, Walmart is a natural culmination. So people that think Walmart is some kind of, you know, infringing thing that goes into a small town and hurts all the local
businesses. No, it's the more extreme expression of the parasite.
Well, what do you
expect?
But
see, it's not free market. It's using slave goods in select government deals to come in and displace the free market, and so the public became decadent and corrupt and wanted the cheap goods, so they bought into the slavery. So really, Walmart is slavery.
Sure, well,
just like
prisons
are slavery.
All labor systems are slavery. Just because how many American corporations do you think are free market? How many of them outsourced to other companies?
They're not slavery if people get shares in it, if people get stock. If through the brand name, it's known that it can be trusted. Let's play clip two. This is clip two. Here it is from Zeitgeist.
And so if a man makes money selling a certain product, naturally he's going to fight the existence of another product that may threaten his institution. Therefore, people cannot be fair. And people do not trust each other. A guy will come over to you and say, I got just the house you're looking for. He's a salesman. When a doctor says, I think your kidney has to come out, I don't know if he's trying to pay off a yacht whether my kidney has to come out. It's hard in a monetary system to trust people.
All right, stop there for a second. That's human corruption. That is people who only care about themselves. It's an inner thing, and that's why, because you can't trust that and never will be able to, you need to not be so lazy, folks, and go off references or reviews from reviewers you trust for a movie or for a car or for a website or for a film. You know, it takes not being intellectually, individually lazy, and we've been seduced by Madison Avenue into this, but to then just say that, well, finish the clip, and we'll go back and get our guest comment on it, the maker's comments.
People, if you came into my store and I said, this lamp that I've got is pretty good, but the lamp next door is much better, I wouldn't be in business very long. It wouldn't work. If I were ethical, it wouldn't work. So when you say industry cares for people, that's not true. They can't afford to be ethical. So your system is not designed to serve the well-being of people. If you still don't understand that, there would be no outsourcing of jobs if they cared about people.
Okay, let's stop there. We had the U.S. government and the Chinese government 30 years ago make a deal to selectively allow them to have select cadres of corporations make goods, sell poisonous food, do all of it. The public was brainwashed to basically accept it. But take Ted Anderson, who owns Midas Resources and sells gold and silver. He told me the other day, he said, yeah, a guy called up, and this is off-air stuff, I know I should be saying it, and wanted to buy maple leaves from me. And Ted said, listen, I didn't get a very good deal on these. You really ought to just buy some silver. And I've got a guy that got some silver, and he just gave the guy the number to call it. And the guy was so happy that he got such a good deal, he called back and bought a bunch more gold of a different type. And then Ted, because he gives business to other brokers he knows, just being nice, Ted then, when nobody else can get gold and silver, these big brokers are selling to him because they and that's not a good old boy network. That's guys, that's Ted wants a good name. Ted wants to be trusted. And he is now, so he's doing very well. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's of course going to occur. There's not every single instance is going to be people looking for their self-preservation at that particular moment. However, if Ted was pushed into a corner with elaborate competition from another company that was very, very competitive against his pricing structure, you would see him behave very, very differently. If his livelihood is put in jeopardy, he is going to manipulate his environment to get what he needs.
Nope, Ted almost went out of business 5 years ago. And he still, you know, did it all the right way and came through it and did better than ever.
Good.
And I think it's that acquiescence that we're just these, you know, these people programmed by society. I mean, there are good businesses. There are good people.
Sure. But
there are people you can trust.
It's all based on differential advantage. It's all based on manipulation and advantage. And it's based on humans taking advantage and chiseling off of one another.
That's what humans do. Bad people do that. Good people have to fight them.
That's what this system creates.
That's what we are. Listen, humans made this system. This is what we do.
Now, this is a product of evolution. It's a product of the free market system had its corruptions at the very beginning, and it worked for a certain degree. Now it's time to move forward.
Well, let me ask you this.
Intermediate elements. We need to work on resource management, work with the resources, not the middle elements of money and labor.
Well, I agree with you on that, but before we run out of time, here's an example. You know we only see a limited part of the light spectrum. The science has shown all these other dimensions. Who knows what lives on other planets? I mean, the point is we have very limited views. What we know today would be total magic 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. I mean, how can you just say, certainly religions build a box around it and create priests and get power from it. But other experiences, the mind within, the soul, you don't believe we have a soul.
Soul based on a traditional definition.
How do you know there isn't more? How do you know?
You can't. If you find a whole group of people dancing around a tree, they call it a boo-boo tree, and they sit there and say that this tree has all the power that controls everything. I can't disprove that. I can't disprove it. However, I hold it as extremely improbable.
I'm saying a human idea that is central to who we are, and that religion, alchemy, is what developed the sciences, and it's humans knowing there's more, humans pushing the envelope, reaching out into other dimensions.
It's actually,
and then it manifests through ridiculous boo-boo trees, but just to disdainfully, there's all sorts of good things that come out of religion. Slavery, you could argue, transatlantic, was started by people misinterpreting the Bible, but then it was people interpreting the Bible who then got slavery banned.
Yes, so what? I'm talking about religion as an institution. This is an arbitrary institution. It's pushed upon you. I guarantee you, I bet you $1 million your parents were Christian. This is an environmental distinction. If you were born, again, you say religion is Christ and everything is very important to you. Well, guess what? If you're born in the Middle East, you'd have a totally different value system. Probably have no relationship to Christ whatsoever.
The Middle East is about 25% Christian, actually.
Well, what I'm saying. If you were born in an Arabic family, dominant religion of the area, This is the reality. We are.
But let me say this: that's actually it's a healthy firewall, because there's new ideas which are normally old as well, nothing under the sun, repackaged, which are damaging to the family. I think the Arabs saying we hate your television and your corruptness and your destruction, and obviously they suppress women in their own way and men as well. But we don't want to turn our girls into little whores. We don't want to use your drugs. We see your TV and we call that the great Satan. I mean, in a way, that has allowed them to keep them from being dominated by the West. These cultural things we have also have a defensive measure. I'm not saying it's overall positive. I'm saying it has that element. It's there
totally
in development.
Agree. I totally agree. I happen to personally believe in many of the things that the Christ character has stated. But you know what? I mean, what kind of competition did Christ have? Do you think Christ had guns if he had the option? I mean, there's a hypocrisy. But still, if you really look at his teaching, this is a hybrid character, so there's numerous nuances that are going on here that are in dichotomy. But this, what I'm talking about...
Are you saying he didn't even exist, even though the Roman historians and the Jewish historians? You're saying
there are many more Roman historians that have no record of him than there are that say he actually exists. There's maybe four, and they have one line. I'm not going to go into this debate. I've already gone through this 1,000 times. It's on the website.
Well, you did change some stuff in your first edition of your first one. I mean, you did get a few of those gods and things wrong. I mean, you're not infallible either.
Of course not. I never said I was. I do my research as best as I can, and I present what I learn, and this is how we grow as a society. And religion itself rejects this type of education.
Well, here's the deal. Christians see this New World Order system attacking their religion, and let me tell you, whether you believe it or not, the New World Order, by and large, are Satanist. I mean, they worship death and destruction and me, which is the Madison Avenue God. Certainly you're not ignorant. You know that there is an occult empire.
I'm well aware of it, but I don't recognize it with any type of interest, because it's no different than anything else. Of course you're going to have these divisionary aspects. I know about the Bohemian Grove. I'm very familiar with all of this. I know about the occult orders. They've existed for a long time. They're just a bunch of little clubs jockeying for their own ideological and personal power, age-old type of thing. But they are all a product of their conditioning. I'm going to keep reiterating this, and I want everybody out there to go to thevenusproject.com, to go to thezeitgeistmovement.com, and to think about these ideas and to realize that out of all the things we talked about, Alex and I, the most important is to realize why people behave the way they do. And I argue that it is not genetics, it is behaviorism based on conditioning. And that is the most important element.
Well, I think that's, that's definitely
universal change.
That's definitely half of it. We're going to go to break here. Let's go and start playing clip number 3.
War, poverty, corruption, hunger, misery, human suffering will not change in a monetary system. That is, there'll be very little significant change. It's going to take the redesign of our culture, our values, and it has to be related to the carrying capacity of the earth, not some human opinion or some politician.
Stop there. We'll play the rest after the break. Let me ask you this question. Who does the redesign and who decides the carrying capacity of the earth? Because the New World Order is going to use a false environmental carrying capacity to tax breathing everything. I mean, you're talking hardcore tyranny.
Well, I'm not interested in the New World Order. They have no position in this type of structure. You can always say there's going to be people that try to mess things up. As I said before, the carrying capacity of the earth is just that, the carrying capacity of the earth.
Oh, really? How do you assess that? How do you assess that?
You gauge. You look at everything that the planet has. You look at the systems that are in operation, just like you would a plot of land to figure out what's capable.
Do you believe in global warming? Do you believe global warming's man-made and bad?
I have no opinion on global warming. I've never seen evidence definitively on either side. But I know that the
Ukraine
uses it for their own. They use it for their own advantage. I don't appreciate that. So, the UN, it's a big joke with these guys. So that's irrelevant to this conversation, though. What I'm talking about is the system has.
All right, we're skipping this break. Stay there. Start over. Go ahead. All right.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You're saying it's a natural progression for this system to fall apart, to destroy, and then to be rebuilt. And then you're saying the system you're talking about, are you saying that's a natural progression to move into this resource-based system?
Yes, absolutely, because we've finally realized with our technological understanding that resources can be utilized in a way that does not require scarcity. We can have a world of abundance I mean an abundance. I mean, if you, I don't have time to break it down right now, obviously, but you have to realize the multiplicity of the things.
No, I understand it. The New World Order knows we can have that, and they're setting up a world. They say it. They're setting up a world tyranny to block us from developing that.
This, I'm not talking about fighting the New World Order. I'm talking about true.
Are you saying that they don't know? Because over and over again in the film, it said that they don't understand, they don't know. No, they do know that this is possible, and their New World Order will take on many of the things you're saying, but only to get their dominance in to block things that empower the individual and the community.
Well, fine, but nevertheless, their tool is money. If you want to see the New World Order stop, you got to get rid of money. They're not going to have anything else at that point. They're such a small elite, they can't even compare to the power of a group identification with the new social system. They have nothing. The next thing that we have to go after are the military and the police and get them converted, because without them, the New World Order can't do anything.
Have you seen the H.G. Wells film? Have you seen the H.G. Wells film, Things to Come?
Not in many years.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of what you're saying. Let's go ahead and play a clip from that. Big sigh there. Don't, I mean, let's play that H.G. Wells clip, Things to Come, John. Do you have it?
Who are all that are left of the old engineers and mechanics have pledged ourselves to salvage the world. We have the airways, all that's left of them. We have the seas. And we have ideas in common. The brotherhood of efficiency. The freemasonry of science. This is how I conceive our plan of operations. First, the roundup of brigands. That last dismal vestige of ancient predatory soldiers. The last would-be conquerors. Then settle, organize, advance, this zone, then that, and at last, wings over the world, and the new world begins.
And then the film goes on, they go and round up all the evil capitalists, but you're saying that's not what you're saying.
Well, obviously not, Alex. That has no relevance to anything that I've said, and if you look at the research that we've done, that the Venus Project is about, there's no relevance to that whatsoever. There's absolutely no opposition to anything. There is a train of thought that is given in education to people, and they can take it or leave it. And I'm of the mind that I think once people recognize this direction, the New World Order, the elitists, the globalists, will not only not have a chance, they will falter and join. And they won't do so because of their own, you know, their own need to try to corrupt the system. People are people. People are products of conditioning, and they want to see themselves live in a capacity which is beneficial to them at their very core. If they've been conditioned into pure corruption, then that's their conditioning. They will perpetuate that as long
well,
as...
Well, I agree to that. I mean, I agree with you to a great extent with what you're saying about that, and then if we build it, they will come. You know, that if people see an alternative throughout the system, they will join it. I'm just saying you're going to find human nature, whatever its cause is, always there, and anybody that tries to override that, that would just create a new tyranny to try to stop it. But overall, I think what you're doing gets people thinking... And that's an important thing. So,
absolutely.
Peter Joseph, fire out your websites again.
There's zeitgeistmovie.com. That's the central site for Zeitgeist Project. There's the zeitgeistmovement.com, which we have about 30,000 people joining in about 4 days, which has been very progressive.
You're going to have the Z movement, too, Z Day.
Absolutely. And then there's the Venus Project.
The Z force is here.
We are here to save you. We are here. We are here to free you. We are here to re-educate you.
We'll see what happens with it. Hey, I know you mean well and you're a great guy. We appreciate you coming on, Peter. Please don't come get me on Z-Day. Please. Please, no. Not that. Not re-education. Not that. No. Hey, take care, bro.
All right, man. Take care.
We'll see you. They will be re-educated. Folks, see Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. There already is a scientific system. It's a scientific dictatorship. Retransmission starts right now. One place, Infowars.com with Power Pack Info. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.